Blog Talk Radio.
Christ, and I know that my dad is in charge of everything, and it is good. Hallelujah, this morning. Hallelujah. The highest praise is all I can give to my Father. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Father just says to us, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, by grace you have been saved. Hallelujah. As I was working on this message and this study this morning, that was the word God gave me. I fell asleep, and I was just talking to God, and he woke me up early this morning with, listen to me. Listen to me. His word. You who follow after righteousness. Are we following after righteousness today? Or are we just following the crowd? And if the crowd says go left, we go left. If the crowd says go right, we go right. If the crowd says don't do this, we don't do it. If the crowd says do this, we do it. Whatever the crowd is saying, that's what we're doing. With the mob mentality of, oh, why those people trying to come over here? Why those people at our border? Why those people? Not too long ago, there's not too many Americans except for African Americans who are those people trying to come in. We didn't have a choice in coming in. But those people were once you, because this is a nation of immigrants. To my Irish brothers and sisters, what if they had called you those people trying to come in when you had the famine and needed some place to go? We have to stop with all the those people stuff. There are people that are suffering. There are children that are starving. Yes, we have the same situation here in America, but our president is trying to eliminate childhood hunger. There's more SNAP benefits going out than ever before. Now, the issue is if parents choose not to use the SNAP that they're receiving to buy food for their children, then the parents will be to blame if the child is hungry. If they're going out and selling those benefits for everything but food, then that's on them. And God will do the ones that will be beating the behinds on that if their children are going hungry. President Biden has done everything to try to help families with children. We've got to stop being thankless and unrighteous in how we treat our neighbor, because we will be held accountable. God put it all in my spirit on yesterday, which we talked about, that we got to help those that are less fortunate. Not just you, but all of us, me as well. We got to get out of those people mindset into those people are my brothers and sisters. Those people are my cousins and aunties. Those people are children of God. The Lord is speaking. Listen to me. Listen to me. We got to listen to the voice of God. And we've got to treat our sisters and brothers with love. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him shall have everlasting life. I personally want everlasting life. I want to be righteous. I want to be grateful and thankful that I was saved by grace through faith, and that God loves me. And I say this to you, he loves you too. So let us love each other today. As you go through this Thursday, be thankful and know that you are blessed to be a child of God, and that he loves you and loved you enough to give his Son for your sins, so we can be righteous knowing we are covered. Father God in heaven, I come to you this morning, humble of heart, asking you, Lord God, to increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Lord God, be acceptable in your holy sight. For, Lord God, you are my Father God. You are my Redeemer. You are my Savior. You are Elohim. You are Yahweh. You are Jehovah. You are everything, oh God. You are the creator of everything, this planet, this universe. Each and every one of us, you breathe the breath of life. You have assigned an angel to each of us to protect us, to watch over us, to guide us and lead us. And Lord, I ask you to please guide me and lead me in the direction you, Lord, want me to go. Not in the direction I want to go, but in the direction you want me to go. Guide me, Father. Guide me, Lord God, for I get weary, but I know that you are always with me. In the name of Christ Jesus, Father God, I lift up this word this morning. As your word says, listen to me. I hear you, Father. I hear you, Father. I want to follow your word. I want to do what you have called me to do. Lord God, give me the vision. Give me the vision. Give me the understanding of how to accomplish what you have assigned me to do. You have given me a desire of my heart. Show me how to do it. In Jesus' name, I lift up this word, that all that listen, that are not saved, will be saved, will say, what must I do to be saved? Father God, we believe today in our Savior, Jesus Christ. who died on Calvary's cross for our sins, and who rose again on the third day. May we continuously be covered with his blood, from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet, that we will walk in righteousness, love for each other, and know that all things are working for our good because we trust in you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I lift up this word. I lift up this day, thankful, grateful, and blessed to be a child of God. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. I could not do this without God. I would not attempt to do this without God. But there is no God like our God. There is no friend like our God. God is good. Ooh. Ooh, amen. My sister wrote on there, sometimes life is so hard, and it is. But God. But God. Ooh. Will always see us through. Ooh. But God will always see us through. Thank you, Jesus. Thanking God for the see-through. Hallelujah. Thanking God. Say with me, I thank you, God, for the see-through. God. For the see-through. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Lord. I'm filled up this morning knowing that our Father God has got our back. He's got us from the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet. He is Father, and he loves us so much. Let's get into the word this morning. We are coming out of the book of Isaiah, and we are coming out of chapters 51 to 52. And all I can say, it is a great word this morning. Woo! It is no such thing as a bad word of God, but it's a great word. I love Isaiah. You know, until you sit down and you read it and you study it and you look through it and then you go back and read it again and you're like, wow, he was so powerful. He was him and Daniel and Jeremiah were the John of the Old Testament. I mean, this is like some revelation word in Isaiah. It is awesome. And note, there's 66 verses, 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah. 66 chapters, 66 books of the Bible. And the way Isaiah is written is like you're catching the whole word in one book. It's awesome. Yeah, so y'all know I get all giddy and excited over the word of God. So let your giddy host get started. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for a great day. I'm just claiming my day. I'm thankful. It's going to be a good day. I'm just believing God for a great day today. And it says, listen to me, God speaking. You who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you, for I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation. For law will proceed from me, and I will make my justice rest as a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands will wait upon me, and my arm they will trust. Look up your eyes to the heavens, and look on the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish away like smoke. The earth will grow old like a garment, and those who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be abolished. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people in whose heart is my law. Do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insult, for the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Praise the Lord. Like, awake, awake, put on strength. O arm of the Lord, awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Are you not the arm that cut Rahab apart and wounded the serpent? Are you not the one who dried up the sea, the waters of the great depth, that made the deep of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over? So the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy. On their heads they shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I, even I am, come on now, he who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid? In the book of Joshua chapter 1 tell us to be strong and courageous. Isn't that what God told him? To be strong and courageous. He tells us to be strong and courageous, and to not be afraid. And then it goes in the talk of a man who will die, and of the son of a man who will be made like that. Now, because we can't be walking in fear of people. Fear God. That's what we need to fear, is God. And it goes on to say, you forget the Lord your maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, when he has prepared to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hastens that he may be loosed, that he should not die in the pit, and that his bread should not fail. But I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name, and I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, you who have drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. You have drunk the dregs of the cup of trembling and drained it out. There is no one to guide her among all the sons she has brought forth, nor is there any who takes her by the hand. Among all things have come to you, who will be sorry for you? Desolation and destruction, famine and sword, by whom will I comfort you? Your sons have fainted. They lie at the head of the streets like an antelope in a net. They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of your God. Therefore, please hear this, you afflicted and drunk, but not with wine. Thus says your Lord, the Lord and your God, who pleads the cause of his people. See, I have taken out of your hand the cup of trembling, the dregs of the cup of my fury. You shall no longer drink it, but I will put it into the hand of those who afflict you, who have said to you, lie down that you may walk, that we may walk over you. And you have laid your body like the ground and as the street for those to walk over. Wow. What a word. When we go to Dr. Charles Stanley's life lessons, it is, I am he who comforts you. Isaiah 51:12. God does not leave us comfortless. He always comes with words of hope and mercy. His goal in allowing hurt is not to break us, but to teach us to draw close to him in times of heartache and extreme rest. There's only one God, and we all need to draw near him. We all go through. Come on, let's call it like it is. We all go through. I don't know anyone that has not gone through something. But we all go through. But we all know that there is a God, and he loves us. He cares about us, and he wants the best for us. For we know the best is yet to come in our life. All we got to do is hold on. I'm expecting great things in my life. I'm expecting everything that the devil stole from me, that I'm going to get my stuff. We got to wake up. And that's what the word says. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive, daughter of Zion. But thus says the Lord, you have sold yourselves for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at first into Egypt to dwell there. Then the Assyrians oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, says the Lord, that my people are taken away for nothing? Those who rule over them make them well, says the Lord, and my name is blasphemed continually every day. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he who speaks. Behold, it is I. And when I read that word, therefore my people shall know my name, I thought of the song, Fame. I want to live forever. Remember my name. God is not seeking fame. He's already famous. He's not seeking to live forever. He already lives forever and ever and ever. And then he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent. He is absolute. And we are going to remember his name, and it is Elohim. His name is Yahweh. His name is Jehovah. His name is Yah. And he is God of everything and everyone. He created it all, including that absolutely obnoxious little gnat. He created the gnat, and he created Leviathan. He created everything. But he is God, and he is great and greatly to be praised. I love God, and I know he loves me. God is good and greatly to be praised, and I can only say thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. And then as we go forth, it says this, how beautiful for the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye. When the Lord brings back Zion, break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has made fair his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean things. Go out from the midst of her, be clean. You who bear the vessels of the Lord, for you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the Lord and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Our Father goes before us, and our Father goes behind us. He protects us day and night, night and day. He protects you from the wiles of the enemy. All you have to do is believe. Faith, what he said, listen to me. Righteous. You got to listen for the voice of God. It's so easy to be, it's easy for his voice to be drowned out by everything and everybody, but we got to stop and get away from the noise so we can hear the voice of God. We got to move away. We got to have that quiet time where it's just us and God. Because so many times, there's always some distraction. But we got to say, Lord, I need you. The word again, listen to me. You who follow after righteousness, by grace you have been saved. By grace we are saved. By his blood we are saved. We are saved by God. Because why? He loves us. How many times can he say to you, I love you. I care about you. I want the best for you. God loves us. And we got to love him back. We got to love him back. And as we continue in our word, it tells us this. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. We shall be exalted and adored and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage, y'all know the word, his visage was marred more than any man. He was beat up. Let's call it straight. Our Savior was beat up, beat down, tore up from the floor up. A crown of thorns placed on his head, nails placed in his hands. Really, they were like more closer to his arms, but his wrist. But the bottom line is he was messed up, nailed to a cross. Think this through. He was nailed to a cross for me. He was nailed to a cross for you. He came into this awful, wicked, unrighteous world with his righteous self to save us from ourselves. And he's coming back. But he's not coming back meek and mild like he did the first time. He's coming back as a leader of the heaven's armies, and he is going to make a mess of some folks. And he's going to judge some folks after 1,000 years. Some folks is going into the pit. the Lord always gives us a second chance. He's a God of second chances. Don't waste your life because you may wind up in the big old wide gate following the crowd. And this is what it says to us, and I'm going to read it one more time. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, for his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what has not been told them, they shall see. And what they had not heard, they shall consider. Psalms 112:5-10. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemy. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved, and he will gnaw his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Proverbs 26:16. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. The bottom line is, we don't have time to fool with lazy. We got work to do. We got lots of work to do, and it's time to go to work. And if we go back over to our Isaiah work, Dr. Stanley has some life lessons. And the first is this, Isaiah 52:3, you have sold yourself for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. Why do we sin? We sin because we think that it gives us a better deal than whatever God is offering. But we always get burned. We sell ourselves for nothing, and then God buys us back with himself. Sell ourselves for nothing, and Jesus died, gave his life for us. There is nothing you can find in a bottle, a pill of alcohol, of anything. Nothing. Nothing you can find in a book and in a movie, unless it is the greatest book ever written. You can find anything and everything you want. You can find it in the greatest book ever written. The number one bestseller for millennial, thousands and thousands of years, it's called This Book of Life. If you ever watch Finding Our Roots, Dr. Gates always has a book of life, and it shows you your story from beginning to end with your ancestors. This book, this basic instruction before leaving Earth, is our book of life. It tells us everything we need to know to move forward. And as we go into the next verse, it says this, Isaiah 52:14, his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Jesus went through agony for our sake. He suffered not through any personal fault, but because of our sins. He willingly died for us that we might live. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. If you love me, he says, keep my commandments. 14:15. If you get a chance, John 14 is one of the most powerful words in the New Testament. John 14 is powerful. If you just want to read, go back and read John 14. Everything you need to know in life is in John 14. It will take you down that road to salvation. John 14, the whole book, read it all. The whole book of John, but read John 14. chapter, John, chapter 14 of John. I'm going to tell you, do something for your soul. And as we continue, it's in Ephesians chapter 2. Again, a word that takes you there. Paul is writing today. Paul will be preaching next. And this is what our brother Paul has to say today. And you, he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the princes of the power of the earth, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespass, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. Thank you, Jesus. By grace, you have been saved. We are blessed beyond measure because by grace we are saved. Thank you, God. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that you that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands. I'll read that again. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hand, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinance, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. God is saying this morning, listen to me. By grace you are saved. We are saved by grace. Righteous people of God, you are saved by grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we are blessed beyond measure. And it goes on to tell us, now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation manifestation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Blessed be the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. As we go, Dr. Stanley has a life question for us. How can I develop a better self-image? And this is what Dr. Stanley is saying. He says, on April 12, 1945, U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was setting for a portrait when he died suddenly of a cerebral hemorrhage. The unfinished portrait, as it is called, remains on its easel, looking out on the world, much as it did when artist Elizabeth Shumatov laid her brush down at the site of the president's collapse. The watercolor likeness of the president shows a man of inner strength and calm. Photographs taken days before and placed alongside the artist's canvas for reference, however, reveal a much different view. In them, we see a national leader worn emotionally and physically from the political load he bore. Later, Madame Shumatov returned to her work on the president's portrait. She did not choose to complete the watercolor. However, she saw it as complete on right. Instead, she began and finished a new portrait, painted in oil. It is a handsome rendering of a strong and confident President Roosevelt with no visible flaws. Have you ever wondered how God views your life? Do you worry that he sees your flaws and mistakes and loves you less? Do not worry. God knows you perfectly and loves you completely just the way you are. You are his masterpiece, his workmanship of grace and love, his work of art. He continues to paint the colors of your life in such a way that you will glorify him. The Apostle Paul tells us we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. God wants us to walk in righteousness. He wants us to listen to him. He wants us to know that because of his love for us, he gave his son so that we may be saved by grace. God is so good. And as Dr. Stanley says, by God's loving grace, we are created in the image of Christ though our lives remain on the canvas. God has seen the finished portrait. His eternal eyes know exactly where we need his greatest attention. Every frustration, every disappointment, and every joy has a purpose. Romans 8:28. And we're going to go over real quick to Romans 8:28. And again, to get it in context, it says this, we'll go up to verse 26, and it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we are, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And that is a highlightable. That's why I wanted to come over here to do it. We got to know who we belong to. And as Dr. Stanley said, every frustration, every disappointment, and every joy has a purpose. And as it says in the words, and we know, say, I know, that all things work together for my good. Because those who love God, because I love God, I know that all things are working together for my good because I love God. And I know he has called me for a purpose. We got to speak the word for ourselves. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his, not ours, not Boo Boo and them down the street, not Sister Susie, nobody but God, his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Can we say, thank you, Lord, I'm listening. Woo, hallelujah. What a word this morning. Many find this a hard concept to grasp. They see their lives as incomplete, much like the unfinished portrait of President Roosevelt. But God views you from a totally different perspective. When he sees you, life, sees your life, he sees a person of worth and great promise. God rejoices over you, though he knows you are not yet what you will be when you step into the eternal presence of God. Until the time God is patiently molding and shaping your life into the image of his son. And we're going to go over real quick to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we're going to go to verse 12. Let me go a little. And it talks about the greatest gift. When we talk about the greatest gift from God, and this is what it says, and I love this. Y'all know this is probably one of the best chapters in the Bible again. The greatest gift. And when we go to verse 12, it tells us, when I was at verse 11, actually we'll start at verse 11 and then go all the way down to 13. And it tells us, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, and we know woman, I put away childish things. Sometimes you got adults, they want to act like children. And we got to grow up and act like the men and women of God that we are supposed to be. The Lord has said, listen, we got to listen to God. And he goes on to tell us, but now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And this is a word that needs to stick in your heart at all times. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. When we talk fruit of the Spirit, it starts out with the first being love. We got to have love for each other, care about each other. And as we go back into a couple of life lessons, and then we will be finished. And it says this, Ephesians 2:8-9, by grace you have been saved through faith. Whew. That word right there just does something to my spirit. Because that is our word. Listen to me. You will follow after righteousness by grace you have been saved. And the word tells us by grace you have been saved through faith. Salvation is a gift of God presented free and not in exchange for anything. When we place our faith in Christ, it therefore magnifies God alone, since he blesses us not because of our merit, but because of his goodness. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. I'm going to read that one more time. And it says, salvation is a gift of God presented free and not in exchange for anything when we place our faith in Christ. It therefore magnifies God alone, since he blesses us not because of our merit, but because of his goodness. What a word. Ephesians 2 and 13. You who once were all far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. God created you to enjoy an intimate relationship with himself. Is what Dr. Stanley says. And he says, and he redeemed you and saved you for the same reason. He yearns for close fellowship with you and makes that possible through the death of his son. When we die, we live. Jesus died and he lives. When we die to sin, we live in righteousness. We all need to die and let sin rot in the grave. But we all know we all fall short of the glory of God. But we ask God daily, Lord, take control. We just need to sit still, be quiet, and listen. As the Lord tells us in his word, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you are home and the hole of the pit which you were dug. Listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation. We got to take a minute, get away from the noise, and listen to the voice of God. For by grace, you have been saved. We are saved by grace. Faith that our Lord Jesus Christ died and rose again us. I thank God for this mighty word this morning. And as always, we get out of here. We have a word from Carolyn's gift. And it is this morning. Always a great word. And our word for today is this. Let's go back over. And it says, good morning. You do what you can, and God will do what you can. Have a thankful Thursday. And that's a word. And that is all we have today. We are good. We are great. And we are magnificent. Because why? We are children of God. I am thankful. I am grateful. And I'm truly blessed to be a son of God, as he says in the word. But we know we are daughters of God. I am grateful. I am thankful. And I'm so grateful to be blessed by the Lord God. For God is good and greatly to be praised. And I thank him this morning for loving me, for caring about me. I love God, and I am grateful. Father God in heaven, we thank you for this mighty, mighty word this morning. Pray that it lifted someone's spirit. It gave someone something to think about, and it gave others a time to just be quiet and listen to your voice. Lord God, I pray for traveling grace for our sisters in Christ that are traveling and our brothers in Christ that are traveling the highways and byways and skyways and trains, planes, and automobiles, those that are traveling. Lord, I ask a special blessing that you watch over them and place your angels of grace and mercy surrounding all their modes of transportation. And Father God, as we go to midweek services and to choir rehearsals and Bible studies on this day, Lord, that we get something from them. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk with you and for you. And I thank you, Lord God, for all things come from you. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray to all those that are listening. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. in the precious and holy name of our matchless Savior, Christ Jesus, I pray over you and yours. Be blessed and know that God is with you wherever you go. You are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. And all God is asking is listen to me. Listen to me, for you are righteous. You are sons and daughters of God. And he wants to have a conversation with you. I lift up your name, O God, and thank you again for this day that you made. Lord, I am rejoicing in your word, and I am rejoicing to be a child of God. Thank you so much, family. In Jesus' name we say amen. Amen, amen, and amen. And we get moving because it's time to go to work, and we work for God, thanking God for all of you and thanking him for your grace, for his grace and his mercy toward each and every one of us. Be blessed, family. It's a wrap. Why? Because this girl's got to go to work. I thank you, and I praise God, and I ask his blood to cover you, each and every one. And again, our word for today, listen to me, follow after righteousness, by grace you have been saved. And I just add, through faith, have a blessed day.